Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this final quarter as they trail Jonesboro 31-26. Mount Holmes is actually on a little bit of a run, 4-0 right now. They've scored the last 4 points to end the last period, the previous period that is. And Martin inbounds on the far sideline, gets into Kay Gilbert. We're underway for our last 8 minutes. Gilbert dribbles between the circles, now goes over to the left wing, gives up top to Jackson. Jackson gives over to Payne on the right side. Payne will dribble towards the top, now gives it to Yates in the corner. Yates going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by Salary. She's quickly back the other way for Jonesboro. Now she's going to slow it up. You know, she'll give it to Ariana Hardaway. Ariana Hardaway with it just inside the half-court line. Now she finds Destiny Salary in the lane by herself for the easy layup. Good. Destiny Salary with 17 points. Back to a three-possession lead, 33-26. Jonesboro on top. We are 40 seconds into this final period. Here's Gilbert with it on the left wing. Now dribbles up to the top. Goes to the right side now. Gives up top to Jackson. Jackson's going to try to answer with a three. Will not go. And Salary gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Hurricane. Salary throws it into Ariana Hardaway. She's going to try for the three in the right corner. No good. And the rebound is knocked out by Leah Jackson, and Jonesboro will keep possession. Anna Grace Foreman's going to come into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Kate Gilbert. 6:57 left to play in this game. Jonesboro with the ball, leading 33-26. It will be Ariana Hardaway inbounding on the baseline. Gets into Salary. Salary will dribble up to the top. Now gives it to Kiana Hardaway into the left elbow. Back to Salary, who's going to drill towards the low block. Now going for the layup. Shot was blocked, but they're going to say she drew contact as well. And she'll head to the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home. So it would be a two-shot opportunity for Destiny Salary. First shot is up and in. I believe she is now 4 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. One more free throw for Salary, and she gets both. She now has 19 points. 35-26, back to a 9-point margin. Now it's home with the ball. 6:43 left in the game as Martin's into the front court. Martin dribbles to the right side. Now picks up a drill, throws it up top to Payne. Payne loses a handle of it, and Salary comes up with the steal. She's back the other way, going in for the layup. No good. Ariana Hardaway gets the offense rebound. She'll dribble back out to the right wing. That was Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. Ball goes over to Chastity Jackson on the right side. Up top. Well, she tried to throw it to, I'm not sure, Ariana Hardaway or Destiny Salary, but neither person was there. Ball goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and that is Jonesboro's fourth turnover of the night. Now Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:18 left to play in the game. It is Jonesboro leading 35-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself, come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Mount Holmes taking the timeout. They've got two timeouts left. So Jonesboro still with all five of theirs. It is Lady Hurricane leading 35-26 with 6:18 left in the game. Gilbert will inbound on the near sideline, gets into Emma Martin. Martin across the timeline. Jonesboro once again in a man-to-man. Martin's going to drill to the right wing. Now she'll take the screen from Yates, dribbles toward the free throw line, gives it to Jackson. Jackson thought about three, now gives it back to Martin on the right side. Over to Yates in the right corner. Yates will drill out to the wing, goes into the lane. Going in to, now gives it to Foreman. Back out to Martin, who's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And rebounds. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Jonesboro's basketball. 5:45 left to play in this game. Lady Hurricane with the ball. They have a chance to go up double digits on this possession. Here is Ariana Hardaway into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. She'll drill toward the right side. Now gives up top to Kiana Hardaway. Over to try to throw it to Salary, but had the ball knocked away, and he gets it back. Now her pass goes out of bounds over on the far sideline. And that's going to be Jonesboro's fifth turnover of the night, coming with 5:20 left to play. Now Tom gets the ball back, trailing 35-26. Martin across the timeline for the Lady Bombers, dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert gives up top to Foreman, over to Jackson on the right. Jackson will throw it up top to Yates. Yates will drill down into the lanes, going in for the layup, off the glass, and she draws contact. 5:01 left to play as Anson Yates will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. Destiny Thomas picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against Jonesboro. Excuse me. So Thomas going to come out of the game as she'll be replaced by Kayla Foots. So Anson Yates with 10 points, and she'll try to convert the three-point play. Her free throw is up and in. She is a perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And she now has 11 points. It is back to a two-possession game, 35-29. Here is Salary throwing up top to Ariana Hardaway. Over on the right side to Jackson, to Chassie Jackson. She's going to go down to the lane. Now tries to throw it out to Foots. Pass was well wide of her. That is Jonesboro's sixth turnover of the night. And Lexi Laws is going to come back in, replacing Chassie Jackson with 4:47 left to play in the game. 4:47 left as Mount Home with the ball back, and trailing by 6, 35-29 our score. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the left wing. Now throws up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right side. Tries to throw it to Yates. Ball goes out of bounds. Pass was a little wide of her, and it's going to be Mount Home turning it over. That is their ninth turnover of the night with 4.5 minutes left in the game. Ariana Hardaway takes the inbound pass, gives it to Laws. Mount Home going with his own press, now with her Salary. Her pass to Kiana Hardaway up at the top as they do break the press. Here is Lexi Laws within the left corner, up top to Salary. Salary's going to drill down to lane. As ball knocked away from her, goes off her. Oh, no, they're going to say off Mount Home. It looked like the ball was knocked away and then bounced off of her, off of the body of Salary, and then went out of bounds. But they're going to say it's off the Lady Bombers. Ariana Hardaway is going to inbound it to Kiana Hardaway. Now she's going to drill down to the toward the low block. Now goes back out to the wing. Picks up her dribble. And now Jonesboro is going to take a timeout to avoid the 5-second count. So we'll break with 4:04 left to play in the game. It is Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 35-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Jonesboro taking their first time out of the night to avoid the 5-second count and possibly their seventh turnover. They lead Mountain Home 35-29 with 4:04 left to play in this game. Kiana Hardaway will turn the inbound pass on the near sideline right in front of the Lady Hurricanes bench. Gets into Ariana Hardaway. Now over to Kiana Hardaway on the left wing. Now back up top to Scott. over to Salary on the left wing. Now up top to Ariana Hardaway. Over to Foots on the right side. And offensive foul away from the ball. Yes, it was. Kiana Hardaway picks up her third personal foul. They said she pushed off with her arm a little bit. That was there. That's her. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Jonesboro, and their 7th turnover of the night. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Throws up top to Jackson. Jackson's going to dribble to the elbow. Now kicks up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble toward the left. Now goes back up to the top. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play. 6-point Jonesboro lead. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lanes. Going to pull up for the turnaround. Jumper good! Kay Gilbert with 10 points. 35-31, Jonesboro leading it. 3:20 left in this game. Here is Ariana Hardaway into the front court. Throws it to Scott in the corner. Down to Kiana Hardaway. Back to Scott. Scott's going to drill down into towards the left elbow. Kicks it out to Kiana Hardaway on the left wing. Now up top to Foots. Foots going to go down towards the lane. And she's going to call for the travel. Yep, she sure did. That's their 8th turnover of the night. Destiny Thomas is going to check back in for the Lady Hurricane. And before we start back up, Jonesboro is going to take the full timeout. We'll break with 3:03 left to play in the game. It is Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 35-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their 3 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Jonesboro taking the timeout after they've turned it over on their previous two possessions. They lead Mountain Home 35-31 with 3:03 left in the game. Martin takes the inbound pass, gives it to Gilbert. Now gives it back to Martin. Martin will walk it into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives it there to Yates. Yates will dribble up to the top. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane for the layup. No good. Foreman gets offensive rebound. Kicks it back out to Jackson. Jackson's going to pick up dribble, now gives it to Foreman. Over to Yates on the right side, to Gilbert near the corner. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going in for another layup. No good, gets our home rebound, puts that back up. No good, but draws contact this time, and we'll head to the free throw line with 2:33 left in this game. Destiny Salary picks up her 4th personal foul. That is the 9th team foul against the Lady Hurricane. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 10 points. First shot is up and in, and that makes it a 1-possession game once again. So Gilbert with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. Good. And it's back to a 2-point margin, 35-33. Here is Scott with it. Gets it across the timeline. Now she's being double-teamed. Gives it to Ariana Hardaway, who's going to drill down toward the left corner. Now it goes back out to the wing. 2:22 left in this game. Ariana Hardaway now is going to draw a little contact. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. It's just the 4th team foul against Mountain Home. Chastity Jackson is going to check in for Lady Hurricane as Lakia Scott will take a seat. 2:20 left in the game. It is a 2-point Jonesboro lead. Ariana Hardaway will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Salary. Salary is going to drill toward the left elbow. Now kicks it up over to Chastity Jackson, who's going to pull up for the jumper. You know, hits the backboard, no good. And the rebound is going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Jonesboro's basketball on the possession arrow. So Lady Hurricane will keep it with 2:10 left to play in the game. Ariana Hardaway will inbound it on the baseline once again underneath the basket. Gets into Salary on the right wing. Now she'll give it to Kiana Hardaway. Now Ariana Hardaway has it. We take under 2 minutes left. Ariana Hardaway is going to drill down to lane. Now she's going to be fouled. Behind. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against Mountain Home. So they've got one more foul to give with 1:55 left to play. Ariana Hardaway will inbound it once again. Gets into Salary on the right side. She's going to dribble up to the top. Now Salary is going to drill toward the right side. Her pass to Jackson will go over her head. It's going to go out of bounds, and that is Jonesboro's ninth turnover of the night with 1:42 left, and Mountain Home has a chance to tie this game up or possibly get the lead back. This game has had 8 lead changes and no ties so far. Kate Gilbert will take the inbound pass from Martin and walk it into the front court. Now ball goes up top to Jackson, Leah Jackson, over to Foreman. And now a foul away from the ball. And Mountain Home's got a chance to tie this game up at the free throw line as they are now in the double bonus. Chassie Jackson picks up her fourth. I'm sorry, that's just her second personal foul. That's the 10th team foul against the Lady Hurricane. Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 4 of 4 with 12 points. First free throw is up and good. So with 1:29 left, one more free throw for Gilbert. And if she gets this one, we will have our first tie of the night since 0-0. Gilbert's second shot is up and good. 14 points for Kate Gilbert, our first tie of the night. 35 all, less than a man and a half left. Here is Ariana Hardaway throwing it into the front court to Kiana Hardaway. Now back to Ariana Hardaway. Ariana Hardaway starts dribbling. Now takes a screen from Thomas. Dribbles to the right side. Now she's going down into the lane. Tries to give it to Thomas. She couldn't handle the pass. And Mountain Home is going to force another turnover. That is Jonesboro's 10th turnover of the night with 106 left to play in this game. And the Lady Bombers have the chance to go back on top. 35 all our score. Here is Gilbert into the front court. I don't know if Mountain Home's going to try to hold for the last shot of the regulation. Gilbert throws it to Leah Jackson. Jackson's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Foreman's there for the offensive rebound. She's going to drill out to the wing. Now throws it out to Emma Martin. 38 seconds left. And I don't know. I thought Mountain Home might call a timeout in a moment. Now Martin's trying to get some distance. Now Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. It was about to get a five-second count. So 27.3 seconds left to play in this game. Mountain Home will have the ball as they are tied with Jonesboro at 35 apiece. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So, 27.3 seconds left to play in this game, Mountain in regulation at least. Mountain Home with the ball as they are tied with Jonesboro at 35 all. Kate Gilbert inbounds the ball on the near sideline, gets into Emma Martin. Martin has Ariana Hardaway right there on her. Dribbles to the right side, now gives up top to Foreman. 15 seconds left. Foreman's just holding the ball up between the circles. Now gives it to Emma Martin, 10 seconds left. Martin's going to drill toward the right side. Now gives it to Gilbert. 5 seconds left. They're going to have to hurry. Gilbert's going to go for the running jumper in the lane. Will not go, and we were going to go into overtime. So they'll put 4 more minutes on the clock. And we'll come back in just a moment. Our score at the end of regulation. Mountain Home and Jonesboro knotted up at 35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
So both teams come out on the floor to start this extra period. Anna Grace Warren will be jumping center for Mountain Home. And for Jonesboro, I'm not sure who's going to be trying to win the tip. It's going to be Destiny Salary going to be jumping center for the Lady Hurricane. All right, so here we go. Four more minutes, and we're about to start this overtime period. We're tied up at 35. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Kate Gilbert, and Mountain Home will have the first possession of this extra period. Here's Yates with it, giving it to Gilbert. Now ball goes over to Martin on the right side. Martin will give it to Yates up at the top. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down to the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. No good. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say, oh, last touch by Mountain Home, much to the dismay of Del Laird. He may have an argument there. They're going to give the ball to Jonesboro with 3:35 left in overtime. Here's Ariana Hardaway into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. Throws over on the left side to Foots. Up top to Chastity Jackson. Over to Salary on the left wing. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Now Salary's going to drill up to the top. Ball goes to Foots in the right corner. Foots going to give it up top to Chastity Jackson. Now Ariana Hardaway has it between the circles. She's going to drill to the left side. Now gives it to Foots. And an offensive foul called on Jonesboro. A charge called on Ariana Hardaway. That's her second personal foul. I'm sorry, her first. And that is Jonesboro's 11th turnover of the night. Mountain Home with 9 in this game so far. Less than 3 minutes left in this overtime. Mountain Home and Jonesboro knotted up at 35. Here is Martin into the front court. Throws over to Gilbert on the left. Gives it there to Martin. Her pass to Yates was knocked away by Foots. It's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will be a little fortunate as they're going to keep possession. Martin will inbound it to Gilbert. Again, we're tied at 35. A little over 2.5 minutes left as Gilbert takes the screen from Foreman. Now finds Foreman over on the left wing. Gives up top to Martin. Martin drills to the left side. Now throws up top to Yates. Yates will give it to Jackson in the right corner. Now it's going to drill to the wing. Going to pull up for the three. Pointer good! Leah Jackson with 6 points. And that's our ninth lead change of the night. As Mountain Home leads Jonesboro 38-35. Here is Salary back the other way, going to drill down to the lane. Now kicks out to Foots. Foots is going to drill towards the paint. Now she's got a call. Be called for the travel. 12th turnover against Jonesboro. Comes with 2:04 left of overtime. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by three. Lakia Scott is going to come into the game for Jonesboro as Kayla Foots will take a seat. So Mountain Home will inbound it with the three-point advantage. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass. It's going to be a full-court press for Jonesboro. Kate Gilbert takes the inbound pass. Don't be surprised if Jonesboro tries to double-team her in a moment. Now they do as she gets it across the timeline. Ball goes up top to Foreman. Foreman will give it back to Gilbert. 1:48 left in this game. And a foul's going to be called on Jonesboro. And Leah Jackson is going to go to the free throw line. She was set the screen, and the defender just bowled over her. That is on Jassidy Jackson. And I'm not sure how many fouls. Okay, that's her third personal foul. And, again, Mount's home already in the double bonus. So Leah Jackson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 6 points this evening, all from behind the arc. 1:44 left in this game as Jackson's first free throw is up. No good. One more chance to make this a two-possession game. Leah Jackson's second shot is up, and she gets the second one. Gets one of two. She now has 7 points. 39-35. It's a four-point Mountain Home lead with 1:44 left in this game. Ariana Hardaway is waiting to the ball rolls into the front court. Now that she has picked it up, the clock will start. Ariana Hardaway dribbles to the right wing. Now takes the screen. Her three-pointer is blocked by Gilbert. Salary comes up with the basketball. She has the ball knocked away, and Emma Martin is going to. Oh no! They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Jonesboro's basketball in the possession arrow. Minute and a half. Good defense there by Mountain Home. It's just a little unfortunate there on the possession arrow. Here's Ariana Hardaway with it on the left wing. Now she's going to drill it to the corner. Now goes out to the wing. Ariana Hardaway is going to drill it to the top. Throws over on the right side to Chassie Jackson. Chassie Jackson will give it to Scott at the free throw line. Now her pass to Kiana Hardaway is knocked away, but Kiana Hardaway is there to get it. Her shot is blocked by Foreman, and now a foul is going to be called. Another going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Mantone's basketball on the possession arrow. Lady Bombers will get it back with 105 left to play as they lead 39-35, a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. Ball goes into Leah Jackson. Back to Emma Martin. She'll get it across the timeline and beat the 10-second count. Emma Martin dribbles to the left wing, trying to avoid a double team. Now she's going to be fouled. And with 53.2 seconds left, it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for Emma Martin. Destiny Salary is going to pick up the foul, and that's her fifth. She is done. Destiny Salary is going to foul out of this game with 19 points. So Jody Christenberry has 30 seconds to decide who she's going to bring in to substitute for her. She looks like she's using just about all of it. Now she's going to bring Kayla Foots in, and Destiny Salary will have to take a seat with 19 points as she picks up foul number 5. So 53.2 seconds left. Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. And she tries to increase Lady Bombers lead even further. First free throw is up. No good. So one more free throw for Emma Martin. So Martin takes the ball from the official for one more free throw. Second shot is up, and she misses both. Rebounds controlled by Kiana Hardaway. She gives it to Ariana Hardaway, who's quickly back the other way. 49 seconds left. Ariana Hardaway is going to drill down into the lane, and she's going to be fouled from behind, and that's the last foul Mountain Home has to give. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Mountain Home here in the So before Jonesboro inbounds it, Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 45.4 seconds left in overtime. Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 39-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So Jonesboro is going to inbound the ball with 45.4 seconds left of overtime. It is Mountain Home leading 39-35. Jonesboro has not scored in this extra period. Mountain Home with 4 points in this extra period, all from Leah Jackson. Inbound pass to goes to is being chased down just in the back front court by Kiana Hardaway. Here's Ariana Hardaway. She's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Ariana Hardaway with 12 points. Inbound pass goes to Emma Martin. 30 seconds left of overtime. 39-37, Mountain Home leading it. Emma Martin is trying to get it across the timeline. She finally does to Kate Gilbert. 20 seconds left. How long does Jonesboro wait before they foul? Now ball goes to Emma Martin. Now she's going to be fouled with 12 and a half seconds left. Kayla Foots picks up her first personal foul. Again, Mountain Home already in the double bonus, so Emma Martin back at the free throw line. She's 0-2 from the charity stripe so far with 2 points. And before she shoots the free throws, Jody Christenberry is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 12 and a half seconds left as Jonesboro takes the full timeout. It is Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 39-37. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for 3 reasons, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So Emma Martin at the free throw line out of the Jonesboro timeout with 12 and a half seconds left, trying to increase Mount Holmes' lead. Right now it's Lady Bombers up 39-37. Emma Martin's first free throw is up and good. So that's a big one. So right now, the way it stands now, the best Jonesboro can hope for is a tie. But there is one more free throw, and she can make it a two-possession game and put the game out of reach. Second shot is up and in. Emma Martin with 4 points, 41-37. 10 seconds left. Here is Laws into the front court. 5 seconds. Here is Ariana Hardaway. She's going to try for the shot. They're going to get that. They're going to call that a three. There's no way. Her foot was on the line. They're going to give that a three, but are they going to put? And they may put some more time out. The buzzer sounded. They may put some more time on the clock. Okay, so anyways, they're going to put 3 seconds on the clock. And Jonesboro is going to, nope, or is it going to be, how much? Oh, no, 0.3 seconds on the clock. So I tell you what, Jonesboro did take the timeout. I'm going to go ahead and keep it here. Just to tell, as close as that was, it appeared to me that the foot was on the line, but I can't really blame the official. He may have not been able to see that where he was. So, anyways, it's 15 points for Ariana Hardaway. They did give her a three on that. So it's 41-40, Mountain Home leading 0.3 seconds. But that still should put the game out of reach. So all Mountain Home has to do now is touch inbound, and they should be able to hold on for this victory. So 0.3 seconds Mountain Home is talking just a little bit on their bench. So now both teams come out on the floor. First the scoreboard said 3 seconds left, but they corrected it to 0.3 seconds. So Ashton Yates will inbound the ball. And she gets in Emma Martin, and that's going to run the last 0.3 seconds off the clock. And Mountain Home is going to get this big victory in overtime. Good, Good comeback win for the Lady Bombers. They were down as much as 9 in the second half and came back and beat the Lady Hurricane in this extra period. Our final score in overtime. Mountain Home defeats Jonesboro 41-40. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Town Attorney Spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-984-6755. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-984-6755. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-984-6755. That's 800-984-6755.